Hmong are still living today with their traditional culture, which is wonderful to see that they are still embroidering their wonderful Hmong embroideries. They are still, you know, speaking the Hmong language, and they are still living today and practicing the Hmong culture. Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast. Today I want to talk about the Hmong. And in particular, I want to kind of answer this question, where do the Hmong come from? Who are the Hmong people? You know, you might be living in the United States like I am, and you might have some friends that are Hmong, or you might live in an area like Minnesota or Wisconsin where there's quite a few Hmong people, and you may have heard about the Hmong. Some of you might be war buffs and might have heard about the Hmong during the Vietnam War that were in Laos. And in particular, I want to answer this question where people have been asking online, are the Hmong Japanese? No, the Hmong are not Japanese, and they are not from Japan. I'm not sure why there's some people who seem to think that, maybe because they think that some of the Hmong might look a little bit Japanese, but they are not Japanese and they are not from Japan. In fact, all the Hmong history has shown that the Hmong are from China. The Hmong have always had an oral history that they have passed down, not a written history. And in their oral history, the evidence shows from archives and archaeological finds that the Hmong ethnic minorities originated near the Yellow and Yangtze River in China around 4,000 to 3,000 BC. So this makes the Hmong actually a very ancient Chinese ethnic group, that they have been around in China for a very long period of time. And history shows that the Hmong were actually a very dynamic group of farmers, that they were known to be some of the first people to cultivate rice and to help spread rice as a staple throughout Asia. So the next time when you're eating that bowl of rice, you need to thank the Hmong people for it, because it was originally, historians believe, that the Hmong who started to cultivate rice, and that the use of rice began to spread throughout Asia. For thousands of years, the Hmong were a minor ethnic group in China that were constantly struggling to gain their independence. You know, Imperial China, they continued to suppress any uprisings, and they basically wanted to be able to assimilate the Hmong into the Chinese culture, but the Hmong didn't want to. They wanted to keep their culture, and they wanted to keep their identity as an ethnic group. You know, the Hmong and the Chinese, you know, essentially would have little fights or skirmishes for hundreds of years. You know, the Hmong were classified as Miao, which basically, Miao is a band or a group together of the Chinese ethnic minorities. They still call them that group today, of minorities that are similar to the Hmong. There are many significant rebellions that happened during, you know, the time in China, that so that the Hmong then began to migrate southward, not eastward towards Japan or Korea, but southward to Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, Myanmar, which is present-day Burma. That there's no evidence that they ever migrated anyplace else except to America and other places after the Vietnam War. You know, there were several types of rebellions that ensured that the Hmong people would begin to leave China. There were two that was considered the Miao, or the rebellion exactly against the Hmong, which is took place in Hunan and the Guangxi province in China. And that still is today where many of the Hmong people live, is in the Guangxi province of China. These were both of these that happened in 1795 to 1806, and another one happened from 1854 to 1873. So essentially there was a span of about 100 years where there was this fighting going on between the Hmong groups and some of the other ethnic minorities and the Chinese. So, you know, so these were actually very bloody rebellions. And so that's why many of them began to migrate southward to Vietnam, to Laos, to Thailand and Myanmar, basically to get away from some of the suppression that was happening within China. Another one, too, that affected the Hmong was the Taiping Rebellion. The Taiping Rebellion was actually a massive civil war that happened within China, but the civil war did not just go against the Hmong, but it went against, you know, but the Hmong were one of the groups that became wrapped up again in the civil war. And that happened from 1850 to 64. So if you really look at the span of time, there's at least, you know, 100 years here where there's probably some kind of constant fighting and constant battles going on. That's why it was a man by the name of last name of Vong, who I love this quote that he talked about here. He now lives in Minnesota and has since migrated to the United States. He said, "We always knew that our history was rooted in China. However, our ancestors never got along with the Imperial Chinese. They invaded our lands, killed our people. This went on for hundreds of years. Many Hmong leaders and their families, including my great-grandparents, moved to Laos to escape from being persecuted." So, you know, all the evidence shows that the Hmong are originally from China and that they are a Chinese ethnic minority group and that they really did escape from China because of the persecution. But even despite this, you know, that the fact that many Hmong left China, today, China has some of the largest population of Hmong still today. So even though there's still many Hmong in Vietnam, and the, you know, the second largest place is Vietnam, and then it's Laos, and then it actually becomes the United States. And the reason why it's the United States is because of the fact that the Hmong helped the Americans during the Vietnam War, that they were working with the Americans in Laos during the Vietnam War. And when Laos fell after the Vietnam War, they were forced to essentially leave for because of their lives were in danger. In Vietnam, the Hmong is one of the second largest population of Hmong in the world after China. Many of them live outside North Vietnam. You can go to visit and see many of the Hmong if you go to a place like Sapa or many of the other areas in the north. I know that in Sapa, you can actually trek into some Hmong villages. You can maybe spend the night in a Hmong house. You can, you know, cook and live with the family. If you haven't had a chance to do that and go into a Hmong village, it's a great experience. It's a great way to be able to experience some of the Hmong culture. I myself personally, in with our charity work that we have done with Project Sprouts, I have been into many of the Hmong villages in North Vietnam, and these are not tourist villages. These are very small villages, and we've gone in there to help some of the poor students, many of them are Hmong, with their school supplies and winter coats and boots. You know, today, many of the Hmong still live and work in the mountain areas of North Vietnam, and they are basically farmers who farm off of the mountain hillsides. Many of them are poor, still living in Hmong-style houses. It's a very difficult way to farm because you can't use any equipment. You can imagine your farm is completely on the hill, so everything needs to be completely by hand. There's many Hmong are still living today with their traditional culture, which is wonderful to see that they are still embroidering their wonderful Hmong embroideries. They are still, you know, speaking the Hmong language, and they are still living today and practicing the Hmong culture. Even you go to many of these schools, and one of the things I always love is many of the children will show up with their traditional clothing on. It's great to be able to see that the Hmong in Vietnam and in other parts of the world, that their culture is still surviving, especially as this is a very old culture that is literally thousands of years old. This is Anita from the Dusty Roads podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed this. We hope that you've enjoyed learning a little bit about the Hmong. And that if you have the chance and the opportunity that you will travel to Vietnam and that while you are there, you will go to a place like Sapa or one of the other provinces and that you will be able to learn and discover more about the Hmong and that you will understand that the Hmong are originally from China that migrated down to Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, and Myanmar, and that they have made their homes now in this part of the world. That also, if you happen to travel to China, you can also find many monks still living in China, especially in Guizhou province. Thank you so much for listening. We truly do appreciate you being part of our community. You can check out some of our blogs that we will put down the link in our description. And we realize without you, this would not be possible. Thank you so much for being part of our community.